This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
I'm Paul Farber. I am one of the co-founders of Monument Lab, and on behalf of Ken Lum and other team members here, it is a thrill to be here and to release and present the report to the city. There are so many people who have made the exhibition last year possible. 250,000 people from Philadelphia and other cities came and engaged during working hours. So for all those folks who drove by Hank Willis Thomas's All Power to All People, or Karen Olivier's The Battle is Joined After Hours, we did not count you, but we still love you. Over 1 million people online engaged, and at the labs, about 4,500 people left monument proposals. And it is because of the work of the lab teams, either at the labs or behind the scenes, that help make that a reality. If you are a lab manager, fellow, or just general part of that, can you raise your hand? Give them a round of applause. Yeah. If you are a member of the Monument Lab curatorial team, can you raise your hand? Yeah, let's give them a round of applause. This is a group of people who, because of this is a labor of love, a passion project, and also us just pushing and pushing, have helped make this a reality. And of course, among the many people who made the exhibition possible, Mural Arts, Jane Golden in particular, who's here. Last year's exhibition would not have been possible, not just for our years of collaboration, but for blazing pathways and opening doors for years. So we thank you so much for that. Tonight, we'll give a glimpse at the report. You have it in your hands. Tomorrow, it'll be dropped off at the free library, going to every branch in the city. Next week, it will make its way into city offices. And it's online and available to our city and others. And on Friday, Jane, myself, and Lori Allen, Monument Lab's research director, went to the A-team meeting. Mr. T was not there, but the mayor was, and all of the city commissioners, about 100 people. So it's not just public art. It was public health, restorative justice, someone from the airport, and we presented the work on behalf of those who made the research possible, and find the kind of key important themes, and to see the work, again, of being in public, having conversations, and taking blank pieces of paper, clipboards, and Sharpies, and making it into a data set about representation in the city. For this current moment, we are standing here in Slot, and want to thank Aaron Levy and the Slot team for having us here. And this week, we also launched the next phase for Monument Lab here in Philadelphia and also nationwide, where we are inviting fellows from around the country, as well as those still in Philadelphia who are doing work, and inviting them to be a part of a cohort. We're doing projects out of the Monument Lab exhibition and learnings, including an augmented reality app in partnership with Penn Design and the SACS program here at Penn, and curriculum work. So you can see the project continues, inspired by the contributions of so many people in this room and beyond. And people took note in other cities. So we're starting to work in partnership with those in other cities as well. As we go forward, I want to bring up Jane Golden to give brief remarks and just, again, to express gratitude to Mural Arts for helping making the 2017 exhibition possible. Thank you, Jane.
Hi, everyone. It's really fitting that this event should be tonight, because this morning we dedicated the Octavius Caddo mural by Willis Humphrey and Keir Johnson. A round of applause. I mentioned that because there's something, I think I won't be able to look at murals again in the same way having experienced Monument Lab. Rebecca Solnit says that you row forward looking backward. And today I thought of all the kids who are going to look at Caddo and feel like something is possible, even in spite of darkness, bleakness, turmoil, whatever, right? Like transformation and change happened at one point. People did that, and I can as well. And so I think Paul and Ken, Kristen, Lori, the wonderful Monument Lab team, you have changed, altered, inspired me and the life of mural arts in ways it is hard for me to put into words. All I can do is say thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I look forward to engaging and connecting with you. And please know, everyone, that the search for social justice goes on, and any way that we can play a role in providing the built environment, the civic life of Philadelphia, with art and beauty, and work with artists and challenge people to think what our world can be, is a pleasure, a joy, and an honor. Thank you. Oh, one more thing. I just want to thank, I know I'm not going to list a million funders, but to the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage and the William Penn Foundation, thank you!
Thank you, Jane, and thank you to everyone at Mural Arts for the big heavy lift last year and beyond. I want to now welcome Lori Allen, Research Director from Monument Lab, partner in crime, co-conspirator, who now for about 5 years has been putting heart, soul, and infrastructure and then some into the proposal process, into valuing the ideas of Philadelphians. So let's give Lori a huge round of applause. She deserves it. She's done the heavy lift.
Okay. That was a little unexpected, so now I feel like maybe I'll cry, but I won't. So I want to echo what an honor and privilege it is to be here and to be part of this project, which I believe in so much. I'm going to do the presentation here today that we did for the mayor and the city commissioners on Friday. It's about 5 minutes because they're very important. And so are you. So that's also why it's 5 minutes. So I'm going to offer here a very brief summary of what we've found in our research in Monument Lab. But my main point is that the data set we have gathered is overflowing with insights, ideas, and possibilities. I'll share here the summary, but truly, we would love further opportunities to spend time with city commissioners, and also with school groups, with communities, with people who want to think through the specific lessons we can learn together and the creative ways engaging this method. You all probably saw the labs around the city. Some of you worked in them. Some of you built them, alongside the works of art that challenged and inspired us. As a reminder, those labs were staffed by paid artists, activists, educators, and youth researchers. Over the course of the project, as you can see, we collected nearly 4,500 proposals that were transcribed and analyzed by our research team. The original forms are in the special collections at the Penn Libraries now, and the full data set is currently available online and will soon be uploaded to Open Data Philly for use by anyone in the city and the world. You can see the overall numbers here. Many people proposed statues and sculptures, but there were also hundreds of proposals for murals, for digital and interactive monuments, and other forms of remembering and calling attention. I want to spend a couple minutes focusing on the four themes that emerged from our analysis. I'll go through them one by one. They are rethinking common knowledge, craving representation, seeking connection with others, and reflecting on process and on power. When we say rethinking common knowledge, Philadelphians possess a vast knowledge of the city's history, its past, its present, and we should draw on that knowledge to enrich our civic monumental landscape. For example, this proposal celebrates the Heath Brothers, jazz musicians from Point Breeze, This one, which I love, called for a monument to the Underground Railroad, and more specifically to William Still, who recorded the stories from people who had escaped enslavement and made their way to Philadelphia through the Underground Railroad. Other proposals sought recognition for movements rather than individuals, and some people played with Philadelphia's well-known tropes, like our charming propensity to save parking spots. So for more on that, you can spend some time with this giant list of people who were honored in monument proposals. The second theme is perhaps the most obvious one. People want monuments that are not to white men. We already knew that, but in case evidence is needed, we heard this one overwhelmingly, and we now have the data. Some people said it just straight out, while others called out particularly problematic areas, like, for instance, the fact that Norris Square is named after a slaveholder in a neighborhood that is largely Puerto Rican. There were calls to honor victims of gun violence, and to honor teachers, and in this case, to honor people with disabilities and patients in medical care. Generally, I think this 16-year-old summed this one up by saying, "I'm just tired of white statues everywhere." The next theme is about connection. As we said in the report, people yearn for monuments that signal hope for solidarity across lines formed by historic injustice and division. I think the evidence for this yearning is partially just how many people participated in this project, how many people offered their ideas. But this longing really showed up through the data, especially in the hundreds of proposals that specifically drew on the idea, Yannick's like, I know, right? That is specifically drew on the idea that people who have been separated by injustice, inequality, racism, sexism, and discrimination should be pictured holding hands. It was a powerful image in the proposal, one, to be honest, that we didn't expect. We saw 379 proposals calling for love, hundreds of calls for unity, for social justice and inclusion. And the last theme we saw calls for reflecting on process and power. Philadelphians understand monuments as part of existing structures of power and seek ways to experiment and engage democracy in public space. In some cases, they just called for more listening. Other people wanted social services or to call out ways that our society allocates resources. Some people commented on existing monuments. But overall, the proposals in this theme spoke to the power. Sorry, Paul, I missed a slide. Thank you. But overall, the proposals in this theme, that's you. That's Jonas. Overall, the proposals in the theme spoke to the power of monuments and the conversations they spark to help us contend with the ways that our history systems and structures are all intertwined. So that was a really short summary, an overview of our findings. But this is data, and it can be sliced and diced in so many ways. We are so eager to continue thinking together with all of you and with the city about how we might make use of this data. There is a lot of potential in there, and also in the enthusiasm and perspectives of people in Philadelphia that these proposals represent to help us think in concrete and in creative ways about approaches to address the social problems we face. As the Monument Lab exhibition makes the transformation into this Monument Lab national project that you heard Paul talk about, I am so excited, honored, and privileged to be part of it. So that's basically what we said to the folks at City Hall last Friday.